Reading from Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text Number 44. Shri Shuka Vacha Pratijagraha Tat Badham Naradaha Sadhu Sammataha Yetavan Sadhu Vadaha He Titikshata Ishvaraha Swayam Shri Shuka Vacha Pratijagraha Tadbadham Naradaha Sadhu Sammataha Yetavan Sadhu Vadohi Titikshetesvara Swayam Shri Shuka Vacha Pratijagraha Tadbadham Naradaha Sadhu Sammataha Yetavan Sadhu Vadohi Titikshetesvara Swayam Shri Shuka Uvacha Pratijagraha Tadbadham Naradaha Sadhu Sammataha Yetavan Sadhu Vadohi Titikshetesvara Swayam Please chant. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, Pratijagraha accepted, Tat that, Badham so be it, Naradaha Narad Muni, Sadhu Sammataha, who is an approved sadhu, Yetavan this much. Sadhuvadaha, appropriate for a saintly person. He, indeed, Titiksheta, he may tolerate. Ishvaraha, although able to curse Prajapati Daksha. Swayam, himself. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shri Sukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King, since Narad Muni is an approved saintly person, when cursed by Prajapati Daksha, he replied, Tat Badam, yes, what you have said is good. I accept this curse. He could have cursed Prajapati Daksha in return, but he is a tolerant and merciful sadhu. He took no action. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 325-21, Titikshvaha Karunika Suhrudaha Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatravaha Shanta Sadavaha Sadhubhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures and all his characteristics are sublime. Because Narad Muni is the most elevated of sadhus, devotees, to deliver Prajapati Daksha, he silently tolerated the curse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught this principle to all his devotees. Trunadapi Shunichena, Tarurapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all the sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who preaches the glories of the Lord all over the world or all over the universe should be humbler than grass and more tolerant than a tree, because a preacher cannot live an easy-going life. Indeed, more tolerant than, because cannot give, indeed, a preacher must face many impediments. Not only is he sometimes cursed, but sometimes he must also suffer personal injury. For example, when Nityananda Prabhu went to preach Krishna consciousness to the two roguish brothers, Jaga and Madai, they injured him and made his head bleed. But nevertheless, he tolerantly delivered the two rogues, who became perfect Vaishnavas. This is the duty of a preacher. Lord Jesus Christ even tolerated crucifixion. Therefore, the curse against Narada was not very astonishing, and he tolerated it. Now, it may be asked why Narada Muni stayed in the presence of Prajapati Daksha and tolerated all his accusations and curses. Was that for Daksha's deliverance? The answer is yes. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur says that after being insulted by Prajapati Daksha, Narada Muni should have left immediately, but he purposefully stayed to hear all Daksha's strong words so that Daksha might be relieved of his anger. Prajapati Daksha was not an ordinary man. He had accumulated the results of many pious activities. Therefore, Narada Muni expected that after delivering his curse, Daksha, satisfied and freed from anger, would repent his misbehavior and thus get a chance to become a Vaishnava and be delivered. When Jaga and Madai offended Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda stood tolerantly, and therefore both brothers fell at his lotus feet and repented. Consequently, the latter became perfect Vaishnavas. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the 6th canto, 5th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Narada Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada always used to quote this verse, Sitikshva Karunika, Suhridam Sarvadehinam, Ajata Shatrava Shanta, Sadavaha Sadhu Bhushana. So this is the Prabhupada said, this is the litmus test for a sadhu, how much we are tolerant. Right? That is the litmus test. So in our day-to-day life also, we face many problems in devotional life. So this verse gives us a lesson how to behave ourselves. So sometimes some devotees, they complain, my authority is harassing me. Our temple authorities are harassing me. Or other, this devotee is harassing me, or that devotee is harassing me, I will leave. And recently some fighting is going on, and then I told there one devotee is accusing that other devotee that he is harassing him. So I told, see, when compared to Prahlad Maharaj, whatever trouble you are facing is very little. So Prahlad Maharaj did not say one word, he tolerated very silently. So why can't you tolerate a little bit of trouble? Then his reply was, Prabhuji, he is a Mahabhagavata devotee. So he can tolerate. But I am a very conditioned soul, so I cannot tolerate. So what is the solution? Not then I asked this Prahlad Maharaj, he has tolerated. That is why Lord Narsingadev came. Suppose if he had protested against Hiranyakashipu, do you think Lord Narsingadev would have come? No, Lord would have said, okay, you take care of yourself. What I have to do here, right? So by how Prahlad Maharaj became Mahabhagavat? He became a Mahabhagavat by tolerating. Otherwise Lord would not have come. So, when we are put in trouble, if we don't tolerate, if you think that I can fight back, I want justice, then I will complain here, I will complain there, I will fight. Then Krishna will not care for us. We will not come into the attention of Krishna. Okay, you fight your own battle. So what I have to do? So he remains aloof. But if, because Prahlad Maharaj tolerated so much trouble given by his father, Prabhupada says, see Prahlad Maharaj, what is his mistake? He is simply chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah. What, he has not troubled his father. He is not a mischievous child. He has not demanded any latest motorbike from his father. He is simply chanting Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada says, see how envious his father is. He could not tolerate. So he gave him so much difficulty. But Prahlad Maharaj simply tolerated. So this we should learn from all these incidents. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for following. You know, not that simply hear some Manoranjan. Yeah, very nice class he gave Prabhu. Then carry on. If anything says, oh, I am very fallen. So if you say that, no, why don't we follow Bhagavatam teachings? No, I am very fallen, Prabhu. So, I can't follow. So, no, we should follow. So, when Krishna also, when he gives test to devotees, so he gave a very severe test to Prahlad Maharaj. He gave a very severe test to Srila Prabhupada. If such a severe test is given to us, we will definitely fail. That is why when Krishna gives test to us also, he gives only a simple test only, so that we can pass. But if you don't attempt to pass only, then Krishna will what? Oh, what can be done? Like that. So very important, if somebody wants to survive in Krishna consciousness movement, we have to be very tolerant. We have to be very tolerant. So if somebody says, oh, I'm not able to, this person is troubling me, that person is troubling me, then if he goes away from Krishna consciousness movement, so is it guarantee? Is there a guarantee that outside they don't bother? 100 times more trouble they face, right? When I used to work outside, my boss was a Bengali and his wife is very dominant. So she used to get chastised at home, then he used to chastise all of us. He used to transfer all his anger. When I came here, it was such a relief. So nice, devotees are so nice. One or two devotees, you may be angry or this thing. But whenever my authority could become angry, I used to compare with my ex-boss. He said, this is a sadhu. When compared to him, he is a sadhu. No problem. This much trouble I can tolerate. No going outside again. Right? Very demoniac people outside. Like that. We should always know whatever troubles we get, that other person who is giving, he is not responsible. He is only an instrument. But we get trouble either because of our bad karma, previous karmas, previous offenses, or Krishna is testing us. So, either way, we should learn how to tolerate. So, Prabhupada says in one lecture that everybody in this world, they have to suffer. Then he says, there is this advertisement for anacin tablet. Why there is an advertisement for anacin tablet? Because there is suffering. they are experiencing pain. That's what it is. But in India, only one anacin tablet. But in America, I have seen in Subway so many advertisements for so many tablets. Right from the morning, they have to take some tranquilizer some painkiller. At least, Prabhupada says, these Americans, they take at least one dozen tablets every day. Then in the night, they don't get sleep, so they have to take a sleeping pill. So, because Prabhupada says, because they are very advanced country, they have so many tablets. But we are not so advanced, we have only one tablet. Enacin tablet. So, this suffering is there. So, Prabhupada says, we should actually tolerate. So, these threefold miseries are there. So, people are subjected to so many kinds of suffering. Right? So, they are forced to tolerate. But Prabhupada says, if you tolerate on behalf of Krishna, for pleasing Krishna, then you will attract the attention of Krishna. Like, their entire history of Bhagavatam and even other religious scriptures also, the person who got most mercy is the person who is most tolerant. One day, I think in Miami or somewhere, Srila Prabhupada was sitting and in somebody's house, Prabhupada was staying. When Shyam Sundar Prabhu came to his room, he saw Prabhupada staring at the wall, and tears are coming from his eyes. Then Shyam Sundar Prabhu asked, Prabhupada, what happened? Then he showed the picture, there is Jesus Christ crucifixion. See, this personality, he has taken all their sins, but they crucified him. They are so cruel. Take away this picture, you know, like that he is crying. So, Srila Prabhupada says, the most vivid example in modern history, who is very tolerant, is Lord Jesus Christ. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada, once he commented that, you know, usually why everywhere they only have Jesus Christ, you know, picture of being crucified. If you like somebody, you want his photograph in happier times. But why these Christians are all the time, you know, only crucifixion picture, very ghastly. Prabhupada was not liking. So, like that. So, like that, there are so many instances. Like, Maharaj Chitraketu, he was a great king. Then later on, he became a very great devotee of the Lord. So, he became so opulent that Lord Shankarshana, he gave him the opulence of Vidyadharas. Then he was going around in an aeroplane surrounded by very beautiful women. Like that. So one day, Lord Shiva, in the assembly of great sages like Narad Muni, even Lord Brahma and other demigods and other great sages, they were sitting and they were having katha. Lord Shiva, he kept Mother Parvati on his lap and embracing her. And they are having katha. So this our Chitraketu, Maharaj Chitraketu, he saw. Then immediately he was very surprised. You know, how Lord Shiva, he is the spiritual master of the entire world, and very shamelessly he kept his wife on the lap. Even ordinary man also, they feel shameful to keep touch their wife. You know, they say, you know, PDA, public display of affection, not allowed. Right? So, the PDA they don't do, even ordinary people also won't do. How come Lord Shiva, even though he is a great personality, he is doing this? But he says, but then he praised Lord Shiva. that Lord Shiva, whose hair is matted, he performed great austerities and penances. Indeed, he is a president in the assembly of great strict followers of Vedic principles. Nonetheless, he is seated with his wife on his lap in the midst of saintly persons and is embracing her as if he were a shameless, ordinary human being. Like that. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, actually there is a difference between Daksha Prajapati's behavior and Maharaj Chitrakedu's behavior. Daksha Prajapati demeaned, lowered Lord Shiva's position, then he didn't care for him and then he offended. But Chitrakedu did not offend Lord Shiva. He was praising him here. He is praising him here that he is such a great personality, president of the assembly of sadhus, and he performed great austerities, but still, you know, like an ordinary man is behaving. He is behaving, no? I am astonished. Like that. So, Prabhupada says, why Lord Chitrakedu did that? Because, yadyad acharati sreshta tata devete rajana. So, whatever great personality does, ordinary people do. So, he is afraid that Lord Shiva, by behaving like this, Daksha Prajapati offended Lord Shiva and became destroyed. In the same way, ordinary people will criticize Lord Shiva. That is why he wanted that Lord Shiva be refrained from doing such activities so that ordinary people don't criticize him and offend him. Because he will become the cause of their ruination by criticizing Lord Shiva. That is why Maharaj Chitrakedu dared to criticize Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva, when he heard the criticism, he kept quiet. He kept quiet. And then he remained silent. And then all the great other sages also, they remained silent, following the footsteps of Lord Shiva. But Mother Parvati, she became very upset. Said, see, look at this guy. Yeah, Dandadari came, you know, one who gives punishment to erring people, he came along. You know, all these Lord Brahma and other great sages, they are ignorant. But this person is become such a great person that, he is criticizing Lord Shiva, who is the leader of all the sadhus sitting here. Like that. Then, then she cursed him. That you should take birth in the womb of a asura, and then because you are criticizing Lord Shiva, you are not qualified to take shelter of Lord Vaikuntha. Lord Vaikuntha, so you are not fit to go to Vaikuntha. Please, you take birth as a nasura. Like that, she cursed him. But as soon as Maharaj Chitrakedu heard the curse of Mother Parvati, she became very humble. And then he immediately got down from the aeroplane. And then he addressed Parvati as Mother. And he offered obeisances and said very nice, I don't actually... she also said, oh impudent one, my dear son, now take birth in a low sinful family of demons, so that you will not commit such an offense again towards exalted saintly persons in this world. So, immediately Chitrakedu said, my dear mother, with my own hands folded together, I accept the curse upon me. I do not mind the curse, for happiness and distress are given by the demigods as a result of past misdeeds, past deeds. So, immediately accepted that he offered obeisances to Mother Parvati. Then he said very nice things that actually, I don't blame you because whatever happiness and distress we get, it is because of the Lord's wish. So, I got this curse only by the Lord's wish. So, I don't mind. Like that, then he offered obeisances to Mother Parvati and he went away. So, Lord Shiva, seeing the behavior of Maharaj Chitrakedu, he praised him, subdued. After Chitrakedu satisfied Lord Shiva and his wife Parvati, he boarded his aeroplane and left as they looked on. When Lord Shiva and Parvati saw that Chitraketu, although informed of the curse, was unafraid, they smiled, being fully astonished by his behavior. So, Lord Shiva, he said, Drushtvati Atishushroni Harer Adbhuta Karmanaha Mahatmyam Brutya Brutyanam Nishpruhanam Mahatmanam. My dear beautiful Parvati, have you seen the greatness of the Vaishnavas, being servants of the Supreme Personality of God and Hari? They are great souls and are not interested in any kind of material happiness. So here, Prabhupada wrote very nicely that he indicated that although she was very powerful, the king, without showing any power, had excelled her power by his tolerance. Very beautiful sentence. You know? So, he's saying, see, you are very beautiful, but our devotees of Lord Narayana are more beautiful because they are very tolerant. Right? Then his very famous verse, very often quoted by Srila Prabhupada, that Narayana para sarve, na kutashchana vibhyati, swarga apavarga narakeshu, apitulyartha tarshanaha. You know, because, why the devotees become tolerant? Because they are Narayana para. They are completely dependent on Lord Narayana. So, very interesting pastime, Maharaj Chitraketu's pastime, that even though Srila Prabhupada says, even though he is capable of counter-cursing Mother Parvati, still he took it as the blessings of Lord Vishnu and accepted the curse and just walked away without saying one word of protest. You know, one word of protest. So this we have to learn from Maharaj Chitraketu that whatever may be the provocation, how great it may be, the provocation, but still we should remain very tolerant. So Srila Prabhupada says that actually Maharaj Chitraketu's case was arranged by Lord Vishnu because he wanted to bring him back so that very fast and fastened the process of he is going back to Godhead by arranging this curse. So, because Chitraketu understood, because Prabhupada says he is Narayana para. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu. So, a devotee is not afraid. Whether he is sent to hellish planets or he is sent to swargaloka, wherever he is not afraid na vibhyati, because he is Narayana para. You know, because for him, Swarga and Naraka both are same, like that. So, in this way, Maharaj Chitraketu exhibited a very great tolerance power, so which has attracted the Lord Vishnu's attention. And then, in one lifetime, he went back home, back to Godhead. Even though he has taken birth as a demon, Vritrasura, still, when there is a fight between Vritrasura and Indra, apparently Vritrasura was defeated, but actually Prabhupada says the real winner is Vritrasura only, because Indra stayed back to enjoy the heavenly pleasures and rotting in this material world. But Vritrasura, even though he apparently got defeated by Indra, he went back home, back to Godhead. So that is real victory. You know, going back home, back to Godhead, like that. So, very important, this, unless we become tolerant and humble, Trunadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahisnuna, Amanina Manadina, Kirtaniya Sadahari, even Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God belongs to humble and the meek. So, it is said that the more one becomes humble, even after going to the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, the more one becomes humble, the more one gets, more love one gets. So, depending on the proportion, how much we are become humble, and, you know, so to that extent we get love of Krishna. To the extent we become tolerant, to that extent we get love of Krishna. That is very important. That is why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said that this verse, every Vaishnava should write it on a piece of paper, hang it around his neck. ತೃಣಾದಪ್ಪಿ ಸುನೀಚೇನ ತರೋರಿವ ಸಹಿಷ್ಣುಣ ಅಮಾನಿನ ಮಾನದಿನ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ ಸದಾಹರಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಟೆಂತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ವಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಬೈ ಟಾಲರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಹೌ ಹಿ ವನ್ ದ ಶೀ ವನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ದೇವರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಇನ್ ದರ್ ಬೆಡ್ರೂಮ್. ಸೊ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ದೇವಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹರ್ ಮೈಡ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ವುಡ್ ಫ್ಯಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇವನ್ ದೋ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ 16,108 ವೈಫ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೇವರೇಟ್ ವೈಫ್ ವಾಸ್ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ದೇವಿ. ಬಟ್ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ದೇವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೀಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೇಡ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಶಿ ಹರ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಚಾಮರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ವುಡ್ ಫ್ಯಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ. ಸೊ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸರೌಂಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ ನೈಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ದ ಲೇಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಅಟ್ಮಾಸ್ಫಿಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೇಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡೆಕೋರೇಟೆಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ಲಿ. You know, so Rukmini Devi, she is also very beautiful, even though she is the mother of and grandmother also, but still she is looking very beautiful. She is decorated very nicely with waist belt and ankle bells and very nice all her fingers have, you know, jewel rings. And then the chamara, the handle of the chamara is decorated with many jewels. And there is a on her raised breast she would apply kumkuma, and because of this her jewel rings and all, it would reflect and it create a beautiful scene. And then Rukmini Devi, with great care, she took the chamara from the hands of maid servant and she started fanning Krishna. So one day Krishna got became mischievous. He became naughty. Said, why every day she is very humble and meek and all. So he thought, I would irritate Rukmini Devi a little bit, like that. Then she started speaking. My dear princess, you are considered the most beautiful girl. You know, instead of addressing her as Rukmini Devi, he addressed her, my dear princess, O Rani, O Queen. You are the most, you are considered the most beautiful girl. And there are so many men like Shishupala, Dantavakra, Jarasandha and all. They wanted to marry you. And your father and brother also, they fixed the marriage of yours with Shishupala. You know, but I don't understand why you have chosen me. Why you have chosen me? I am actually a penniless person. When compared to Shishupala and all, I am not at all qualified to marry you. I think you have erred in choosing your husband. You know, in choosing your husband. Then he made some nice points that actually, I am not at all qualified because, somehow I don't know why did you marry me. Then that is one point. And another thing is, I am afraid of Jarasandha. That's why I ran away from the battlefield. And I was hiding in this ocean. In the bottom of the ocean. Then I am so mischievous that I made so many enemies. With all the kings by fighting all the time. That, many kings are inimical towards me. Then he said, and not only that, okay, you have married me somehow, but I am not even a king. I killed Kamsa and defeated all the kings, but the kingdom does not belong to me. My grandfather Ugrasena became the king. I am just one of the Sabhasadas, I am not like that. Then they said, I don't know, I have no fixed aim in life. Nobody understands what is the ultimate goal in my life. I just go here and there. When I was born, I was penniless. Then I was taken to Gokul. There, I was taking care of cows and the calves of Nanda Maharaj, and I have not paid any salary. And all the cows, not even one cow belongs to me. one cow belongs to me. I am, later on I was taken to Mathura.
that I killed my own mama. You know, my own uncle I killed, mama. So I have no ultimate aim in life. So people don't understand, you know, what is my aim in life. Then I'm not even polished. Okay, you somehow you have liked me and chosen to marry. So at least I should be satisfied with one wife, no? I have married, you know, 16,108 wives. You know, I'm not, you know, polished. They say that, you know. Then he said, any woman who is attracted to me, he is left to cry. Yeah? See, I have so many gopis, Radharani and boyfriends and all, they are so attracted to me. Now still I left them and came away to Mathura and Dwarka. So now, you know, they are all crying. The wives here, they are always crying because you feel that I don't care for you so much. Because I don't care for any woman in my life. Because I don't so much believe in relation between husband and wife. Love and beloved and all that. So I just roam around. I want to roam around here and there and all that. So anybody, the net result of anybody being attached to me is life of bereavement and agony. You know. So then he says, I am penniless. Then I am not so much interested in family life. Then he suggested that even now, you know, a intelligent woman should think about next life also. Next life also. So you have no future with me. So better you divorce me. And you are still very beautiful looking. And why don't you marry Shishupala or Dantavakra or somebody? When Rukmini Devi heard this, she was... When he started speaking only, she was wondering, what is he talking, you know? And the more and more he became, you know, outrageous statements he is making. And then she became very, she went into great anxiety. And she became so scared, you know, she became so scared that, you know, I think Krishna is planning to leave me. You know, with the imminent separation from Krishna, she went into great anxiety. And she became so worried that her hands became so thin that all the bangles, they fell off from her hands. You know, and the hair became dissolved. And she immediately fell down, just like, you know, when you cut a banana tree. The tree falls down. In the same way, she just collapsed on the floor. Started crying and then she fell unconscious. Prabhupada says, the relation between Rukmini and Krishna is like Lakshmi and Narayan. That's why Krishna did not expect this. Actually, the real reason is that when Narada Muni gave Parijata flower to Rukmini Devi. So Satyabhama demanded one full tree. So Krishna went to heavenly planets and brought one full tree of Parijata tree. But he was expecting Rukmini to protest, fight, become angry and get irritated. But she just kept quiet. Rukmini Devi just kept quiet. So Krishna somehow or other wanted to irritate her, become, you know, make her angry. So that, he can enjoy some conjugal pastimes with Rukmini Devi. But Rukmini Devi kept quiet. You know, kept quiet. So, but when he said all these things, outrageous things, she became very scared and then she fell unconscious. Then immediately Krishna assumed four-handed form of Narayana. And with two hands he picked her up and with two other hands he, dried up her tears. Then he brought her back to consciousness and he embraced her. Then Krishna said, my dear Rukmini, I did not expect such a reaction from you. I thought, you know, if I provoke you like this, you will become angry and say some angry words and then we can have some exchange. But, you know, you are so humble and grave that you have so much love for me that you simply, became very, you took my words very seriously. You know, seriously, and you felt that I am going to leave you or anything. But actually, you know, in the family life, when a man becomes very tired and comes back from home, to home. That if the wives and husbands sit together and speak some nice sweet words, all that thakavat goes away. You know, all the tiredness. Right? That is why it is said, no, Chanakya Pandit says, Bharya apriyavadini. Something. So, I know some colleagues of mine, sometimes my office, they would leave early, so they would not go back to their home. Because wives, you know, they are ready to pounce on him. If the wife is ready to pounce on him, you know, ye nahi laya, wo nahi laya, then they would prefer to go to Maheshri Udyan, you know, Five Gardens, you know, Matunga, and sit there till 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and then go home. Otherwise, if you go early, wife will berate him. That's why he's very afraid. So, that is, but you know, we should, I thought, you know, we'll have some, you will become angry and, you know, your eyes will become red. And you will chastise me and something like that. But you know, you have taken it otherwise. Please don't mind like that. So then when he spoke like this, Rukmini Devi, she felt relieved. And then again she started smiling and looking very beautiful. Then she said very nice things. Then she replied to everything. You know, she replied to everything very nicely. Said, actually, you say that... you don't have, you are not qualified, but my dear Lord, who else is more qualified than you? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are embodiment of all good qualities. Actually, I am not qualified. I am, my body is made of three modes of nature, all this rotten. So, I am not qualified, and then you are very gracious that, you know, you have accepted me as your wife. Then you say that, you know, many kings are inimical. But actually, you are hiding in the ocean, you know. He says, who is that? You know, this material world is ocean of three modes of nature. Then you are transcendental. That is why you stay away from this three modes of nature. Then you say that all the enemies are kings. Kings are enemies. He said, actually, who are those kings? Those kings are your senses. You know. So you are actually... you keep these senses, treat these senses as enemies and don't come under their influence. Like that, she said, you say that you are asking me to marry someone else, but what is the use of marrying this Shishupala Dantavakra and all, because they themselves are afraid of birth, death, old age and disease, and they are like servants of their wives, you know. They are always working very hard for the maintenance of the body. They are like bulls, you know, who carry the machine for taking out oil, and they are like beasts of burden, like asses, and they are actually like miserly, like cats. So any woman who has got little sense, who has got little intelligence, she doesn't like to marry such a person, but rather she would like to marry a person like you, who is transcendental. And you say you are penniless, but actually there is nothing called being penniless, because everything belongs to you. Then you say that only beggars, they praise you. But what kind of beggars? All those great devotees of the Lord, who are actually penniless. They want to remain penniless, so that they can attract your attention, tolerate all kinds of troubles and all. Like that. Like this she answered very nicely. And then Krishna said very nice things. That, my dear Rukmini Devi, I am very pleased with you, even though I have got 16,108 wives. You know, 108 wives. But you are most dear to me. You are the most dear wife to me, because you are very grave and you are very silent. You know, even though there are so many kings who wanted to marry you, and Shishupala, like somebody like Shishupala and all, but still you have chosen me, even though you have not heard about me. You have not seen me, but you have simply heard about me. And then you are simply attracted to me. And then during the time of marriage, when I kidnapped you, your brother chased me. Then I defeated him. I disfigured him. I insulted him like very badly. But you kept quiet. You kept quiet. Later on, during the marriage, some marriage ceremony, Rukmi cheated Lord Balaram, and then Lord Balaram became very angry and he killed him. He killed your brother. He killed your brother. But still, you kept quiet because you are afraid that, you know, if you say any word of protest, I will leave you. You will become separated from me. You know, you will become separated from me. So very, that's why I am telling this story that I have tested you on the basis of chastity and all, and you have passed the test. You know, you have passed the test. Then he said, I was surprised to see that you did not even a word of protest over the incident. Because of your great anxiety that you might be separated from me, you suffered all the consequences without speaking even a word. Then, now, this is the punchline. Please hear carefully. As a result of this great silence, my dear wife, you have purchased me for all time. Yeah. I have come eternally under your control. You sent your messenger. So this is a lesson we have to learn from this pastime. You know, Rukmini Devi could purchase Krishna by her silence. You know, so if she has protested because Krishna is saying you have got so much love for me, you know, you never protested one word, you know, any activity of mine. Otherwise, brother is being killed and in a marriage ceremony, you know, and then any wife will, you know, protest. But Rukmini Devi, because being afraid that she will be separated from Krishna, so she kept quiet. So Krishna is saying, by remaining silent, you have purchased me. So this silence is very important. If somebody is giving us trouble, if you protest, you know, then we will not attract attention of Krishna. Like that. So I like this pastime very much. And especially this sentence that Krishna said, you know, by remaining, your silence has purchased me eternally. I have become eternally your, you know, sold out to you because of your silence. Like that. So, this is a lesson we learned. Narada Muni also, very good. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. So, he kept quiet and then he let it be. So, in the purport, why he has to, you know, remain silent and hear all the galis? But because, you know, Narada Muni thought that, okay, after giving out galis, venting his anger, anger will be pacified. So that he can make him Krishna conscious. This is a hallmark of a devotee. Titiksha Karunika, Suhridam Sarvadehinam, you know, Ajata Shatrava Shanta, Sadhavaha Sadhubhushana. So this is the quality of a Vaishnava, that Sadhubhushana, you know, decorated, his devotee is decorated with these qualities. You know, first thing is Titikshva. He is very greatly tolerant. Prabhupada gave a lecture on this verse here only, Mumbai only. He said, see, these people, they say Hare Krishna Kirtan is nuisance. You know, but still we have to tolerate. So why? Not only being tolerate, because why these people are suffering so much in this material world? We have to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. We have to give this Krishna consciousness. Somebody may ask, why you are tolerating all these troubles? You can go to somewhere else. You have got money. No, I have to come here and give Krishna consciousness to people in Mumbai. That's why I have to be tolerant. Then Karunika, not only tolerant, then he has to forgive all these people, rascals. Then Karunika, give Krishna consciousness to all these people. Actually, Ajata Shatrava, devotees are, we don't want any enemies. Because Suhruda, Prabhupada says Suhruda and Kuhruda. Suhruda, Prabhupada gave a very nice example that there are three words in Sanskrit. Prabhupada says Sanskrit is a perfect language. And there are three words. Mitra, Bandhu and Suhrut. Mitra means friend, ordinary friend. Bandhu means relative. But Suhrut means, Prabhupada says, a friend of yours who is thinking of your welfare 24 hours. So that is, Prabhupada says, that is Krishna. So devotees are Suhrut. You know, but we don't want enemies. But you know, they become enemies because they are envious. You know, they are envious like that. But still, you know, we have to be very tolerant. You know, then such a person, Lord Kapila says that when they hear about Krishna, my pastimes, then they become free from. The Prabhupada raises this point. Why we have to be tolerant? You know, why we have to be tolerant? Because we have to become free from these threefold miseries. You know? So for that you have to be you have to associate with a sadhu. You know? Then he is a sadhu. Who is a sadhu? Sadhu means this. Then what happens in a sadhu? So Lord Kapila says, in the company of my sadhus, you know, they simply when they hear about me, my Krishna katha, you know. My katha, mrishta. So when they become happy, then they become happy in glorification, glorifying my pastimes. Then they'll become free from threefold miseries. They'll become free from threefold miseries. So this is, so Prabhupada says, somebody asked why we have to surrender. Prabhupada says, if you don't want to surrender to Krishna, then you have to surrender to Maya. So, birth, death, old age and disease, you have to surrender. So, in order to avoid this birth, death, old age and disease, better to surrender to Krishna. So that He will relieve us from all the miseries of material existence. So, when we become tolerant, when we become humble, it's not that, you know, somebody will praise us. Oh, such a nice, tolerant devotee, such a humble devotee. Right? No. So, for our own benefit, for our own welfare, we have to become tolerant. And we have to become humble. So what is the purpose of this? You know? Because in order to attract the attention of Krishna. You know? When you become tolerant, Krishna, Prabhupada says this, Haridas Thakur, he was being beaten. And then Lord Chaitanya released Sudarshan Chakra. But Haridas Thakur was praying, please forgive these people, please forgive these people. So Sudarshan Chakra could not act. Then Lord Chaitanya had to take the beatings, whatever they are giving beatings, like that. So by great tolerance, Haridas Thakur attracted the attention of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is very great, it's not that I am very fallen, so I cannot be tolerant. You know, we have to, they keep saying, oh, I am not Mahabhagavat, so I cannot be tolerant. You know, I have to protest. Yeah, no, by tolerating only we become Mahabhagavat. Like that. That is the hallmark of a devotee. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Any comments? Okay?
Hare Krishna. It appears that her actions were little different. Lord was expecting, and rather than reciprocating with Lord's desires, her, that I couldn't understand.
I don't know. Bhakti Nuru, can you answer this question?
Lord's devotees always know the heart of the Lord. So know the heart of the Lord. So Rukmini Devi is like, Krishna wanted some reciprocation from Rukmini Devi. Rather than acting on that, Rukmini Devi had her own nature. So it's like, generally devotees will like to satisfy Krishna according to what Krishna desires. So that's, then how Rukmini Devi acted in such...
Even though it seems she did not fulfill his expectation, he was so overcome with love for her. He appreciated her like anything. So was he not pleased? Right? So ultimately Rukmini Devi, he gave Lord Krishna full satisfaction. And ultimately husband always wants, as they say, the last expectation of the husband is the wife should remain humble. So if she had got angry, even though temporarily she might have satisfied Krishna, but ultimately the law is the wife should be humble and the husband is pleased with that. So that is the ultimate wish of every husband. You understand? Just like the spiritual master. Ultimate wish of the spiritual master is the disciple should obey. So initially there may be so many things. Right? But the bottom line is, the chips are down, the husband appreciates a submissive, humble, chaste wife. So she remained that. True to her womanly nature, she remained that. And Krishna was highly pleased. There's no doubt about that. So what you are saying is a superficial way of pleasing Krishna. But this is the real way of pleasing Krishna. And that's why we are reading that. That's why it is written. And if Krishna really wants to have that kind of a fun, he has always got Satyabhama. So Rukmini stayed true to her nature.
Okay, any other? Okay, Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.